When I was growing up, it was just a picture on a t-shirt. Then one day I finally got to see Niagara Falls for real. Wow. It's one of this continent's great wonders. Many miles before you get to those roaring falls, you start to see all these power lines. It's Niagara's generated electricity, of course, and then as you get near the falls, you see this big ground-level cloud rising up. It's this massive mist that's billowing up from the river below Niagara. It's impressive. Let me tell you what we didn't do. We didn't stop before we got to the falls and say, "Man, look at that mist! Quick, get the camera! What an incredible mist!" And then, deeply impressed by that cloud of spray, turn around and head home, never going the rest of the way to see the falls that produced the mist. Well, I'm Rod Hodgecraft, and I want to have a word with you today about loving creation, missing the Creator. Our word for today from the Word of God, Isaiah 40, verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand, marked off the heavens? What a tribute that is to God's power. Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Verse 15 says, surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Then it says, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. Finally, verse 26, lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Whew! Listen, when you look at creation, it should lead you to the Creator. I mean, if you think what he made is awesome, wait till you meet the one who made it. But the Bible describes a tragic mistake that's made in many cultures over many years and increasingly made by people in our sophisticated culture. Romans 1:25, here's the mistake. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Worshiping the creation rather than the Creator? Which brings us back to Niagara. It's okay to be impressed by the great Niagara mist, but the real marvel is the falls, the source that creates the mist. The mist is only a reflection of the source that creates it. Don't miss the source. Unfortunately, a lot of people are doing just that. There's all kinds of talk today about Mother Earth and all the spiritual energy you can tap by getting in touch with the cosmos. People are on a very real spiritual search. But those who focus on the power of creation miss the real power, the Creator. Jesus Christ, God's Son, entered his creation to reconnect us human beings, his masterpieces, back to himself. The God who holds an endless ocean in the palm of his hand, weighs the Rocky Mountains on a little scale, stretches out the heavens like I would set up a tent. He loves you. He gave his Son for you to have a relationship with him. Don't miss him. Don't let anyone you care about miss him by falling for the lie that creation is the end of our search for our Creator. Don't get hooked on the mist. Go to the source. You will be overwhelmed by the power of the one who created you and all you see. Have you ever experienced his love? Have you ever experienced his power for yourself? It's my prayer that this day you might say, Jesus, you who love me enough to die for me, you who are powerful enough to walk out of your grave, I ask you to walk into my life. I'm pinning all my hopes on you. I think our website would help you get there. Check it out, will you? anewstory.com. Because today could be the beginning of your new story.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.